We are on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We saw the Mishnah that said, if Piv, that according to the Tanakhama, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah Sheya'el Pashut, U'Piv Mitzupeh Zahav. And the Gemara says, Piv Mitzupeh Zahav. The Gemara here quotes a Braita. It says, V'hatanya. How can you do Piv Mitzupeh Zahav? V'hatanya Tzihu Zahav B'mokom Hanachas Piv. It's possible. And Shalom B'mokom Hanachas Piv is kosher. We have a Braita that says, Hanachas Piv is possible. Shalom B'mokom Hanachas Piv is kosher. So how can you say Tzipa Zahav B'Piv? That's what they did. According to the Tanakhama, seems to be that's considered Hanachas Pet. Obviously, we started figuring out what exactly is Hanachas Pet and Piv. The Gemara answers, I'm Rabbi, no problem. Hitna Nami, when the Mishnah said what? That Mitzupeh B'Piv. That's Mitzupeh B'Piv, thank you. The Gemara says Mitzupeh B'Piv. What does it mean? It's kosher. Abai says it's talking about Shalom B'Makom Hanachas Pet. Our Mishnah, when it says Tzipa Zav B'Piv, according to the Tanakhama, is referring to this case Shalom B'Makom Hanachas Pet. Okay. Now there are two points we need to continue figuring out. Which one? We're going to focus. There's a lot of points here. Hopefully, we'll get as clear as possible in a very complex, simple but complex sugya. Okay. Number one question is, what is, once we figure out what it means, Hanachas Pet, that you put gold by Hanachas Pet, what is the nature of this psul? Why is it possible? Okay? Why is it possible? That's going to be the question. Okay? Did Rashi say something over here? I think Rashi did say something, right? What did Rashi say over here? Look at the top Rashi. Hanachas Pet. Okay? What does he say? Anybody see that top Rashi? What does it say? Can you say that loud? Okay. So Rashi here says that what? Shatkiya bizahav vilo what? Bishofar. What are the two ways that you can understand what that means, Mr. Feeman? When you saw that Rashi, how did you understand that? So you're blowing a gold ornament, but what are you not blowing? A shofar. One way to understand Rashi is that the problem is you by having this zahav on the pet, which we have to decide what the hanachas pet actually is. Okay, whatever it might be, the problem is you're being tkiya bizahav. You're no longer blowing the shofar, you're blowing something that's gold. What was the other way of saying it? It's a chatzitza. Okay? The problem is you're blowing a shofar. But what? There's an interruption. There's a chatzitza. I gave the example in Seder. You're going to the mikvah. You dip in the mikvah and you have a ring on it. Or you have some sort of bandage on it. So I'm still going in. It's called a mikvah. I'm dipping in a mikvah. The problem is I have a chatzitza. I'm not like I'm supposed to be. I have a partition, some sort of interruption there that is not clear. And we're going to see there are three nafkaminas whether the problem is that it's a problem of blowing bizahav or it's mechatzitza. Now, before we get into the three nafkaminas, let's first see the other two gemaras that is related to this, because to help us understand this. We turn to Chav Zayin Amud Bet. Chav Zayin Amud Bet said what? It quoted a braita. What is this braita? Labriyut. What's the braita? Let's read it inside. Tzipeyu zahav. Right? The braita quotes this again. It says what? Tzipeyu zahav b'makom hanachas peh is what? Karish, what does it say? Tzipeyu zahav b'makom hanachas peh is pasul. Tzipeyu zahav shelo b'makom hanachas peh is kosher. And then it continues in the braisa. And says what? Tzipeyu zahav b'bifnim is pasul. The braisa continues now in Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Right? It says what? And if it's mibachutz, then what? Im mishkanei kolo, then it's pasul. And if not mishkanei kolo, then it is kosher. As it was. As it is. Im nishtane kolo mikamot shaya, meaning without the gold, it was this voice, and now it's the same blast, so that's kosher. If as a result of this gold-plated idea, it now changes, then it's pasul. We had said we're going to get to the naftaminas. Again, we had said at the Seder, we wanted to know, if you go and you have these very fancy shofarot with gold on it, with your initials on it, all these different paintings, is this allowed or not? That's going to be the sugya. We're going to see it halakha l'maisa also. We'll understand the why or why not. The third piece, just to see the full picture, the Gemara continued and said, so if you add on to the shofar, anything, whether it's part of the shofar, whether it's not part of the shofar, the mean of the shofar, it's possible. So we asked two major questions, or it's really three major questions we want to deal with. Number one question is, when we understand the hanachas peh, the first question we want to know is identify. What does it mean, hanachas peh versus shelo hanachas peh? Just to identify what that means. That's question number one. Question number two is, once we are identifying these places, how does it relate to peh versus pnim and machutz? What's the relationship between these gemaras? Furthermore, we're going to get into the psul. Whatever we decide is possible, what is the reason why it's possible, and what are the nafkaminas? And that's what we saw in the Rishon. So let's start. Let's start not in the order that I gave you. Let's start with the Rush. The Ran is more complicated. The Ran is actually not brought down the halacha. Okay, but everyone else is. So let's start with the Rush. What does the Rush say? Let's read it inside the Rush. Perek Gimel Siman Gimel. Okay, the Rush is the same as Tosfot, which I didn't ask you to see. You get a shorter Seder today. First of all, Kol HaKavod to everyone for working hard in Seder. Then the Rishonim. Tzipeyu Zahav Magu Manachas Apeh, Pasuk. Shalob Magu Manachas Apeh, Kash. L'chora, says the Rush. Nira L'faresh, De'ovi HaShofar Magu Shemaniach Alav Apeh, Karoi B'Magu Manachas Apeh. I have this beautiful show and tell, the shofar here. According to the Rush, what is Hanachas Peh? Hanachas Peh is what? Is this outer thickness. It's hard to see if you're watching over the internet. But it's what? It's this, it's the, where the mouthpiece is. And it's the thickness, that's the Hanachas Peh. That's where you put your side of your mouth. On the outer thickness. What does it mean, Shalob and Makmanachas Peh? Or at the beginning, what do you think it means? Right on the outside of that. On the shorter side. And he thinks that by Makmanachas Peh, it's going to be possible. I put gold on top of this thick mouth, where I put my mouth. And Shalob and Makmanachas Peh, we want to say, is on the outside, in the same what? On the same shorter side. Says the Rosh, I got a big problem. How about kasha? Why does he say kasha? What's the problem with that? Da'ahainu tzipeyu zahav mi bachutz. You have told me bachutz, and it all depends with mishtana kol or pas or kasha or not. And shalom v'makom anachas peh, you're telling me it's kosher. Carte blanche. No type of prerequisite about mishtana kol or not. Okay? I got a big problem, because if you, the Rush ostensibly says at the beginning, that if you want to say Shalom Makom Anachas Peh, I'm really bad at pictures, and therefore it's not going to be pretty. Okay? It's my stick figure. Right? So this is where you put your mouth, Anachas Peh. Right? Everyone can laugh at me and with me. It's good. If this is, put your name job, I got it. Or my name job, or anything else. Okay? If this part is, or this part, any of this part over here is mibachutz of shalom makom anachas peh, that's what he's calling shalom makom anachas peh. He says that's the same thing as mibachutz. And therefore, how can you have shalom makom anachas peh kosher and mibachutz depending? Doesn't work out. That is the question of the Rush. Okay? Basically identical. Therefore, because of that, what does the Rush say? The Rush says, What?
That's a shofar.
That's a shofar.
I draw what?
You want you draw? Definitely draw better than I can. Kivakasha. Not as bad as mine. Where's that one? While he draws, we're going to continue looking. While Ethan draws, we're going to look in the next part. A little bit better, much, but that's not saying much. Okay. Yeah, there it is. Kofi's going to win. And what does... Very dusty here. Now what? Below the Ein Lefaresh. Maybe you would say it's not a problem. Maybe Shalom Makom Anachas Peh is not over here. Not over here. Not on this outside the shorter side. Maybe you want to tell me that's not a problem. But what is it? Says the Rush. Ein Lefaresh Shalom Makom Anachas Peh is Ba'uvi Harosh Ha'achel Tzara Rachach. Maybe you want to say, where is Shalom B'makom Anachas Peh? Right here. Don't say it's the ovi of the outside. Don't say that. Why not? Why not say that when it says Shalom B'makom Anachas Peh being kosher, it's not Mibachutz, right? Mibachutz is over here, depends on the change of the voice. What is this issue? Maybe say Shalom B'makom Anachas Peh is this outer thickness of the very wide opening. Why not say that? The Rush explains. The Ein Lefaresh in the third line of the Rush. Shalom B'makom Anachas Peh Ba'ovi Arosh Ha'acher Letzav Rachav. The Ha'arina. Because the Rush says that what? Ho Seif Alav Kol Shu. Be'im B'mino B'im Shalim Mino. Possible. The Rush says, if I add any gold over here, that's what? That's going to be possible. And that Rush has brought down the halacha. This Rush, how the Rush understands, how the Rush understands the end of this Gemara, Chav Zayin of Beis. It's brought down, I didn't bring that all the halacha for you, but it's brought down in Siman, Tav Kuf, Pei Vav. In Sif Yilchet, and he's quoting the Rush, Im Natan Zahav Al Ofi HaShafar B'Tzar Rachav, Hainu, Hosif Alav Kol Shehu, Puzzle. Okay? It doesn't matter whether it changes the shofar or not. It doesn't matter, change it less. How the Rush understands this, and this is what's brought down the halacha, is that what? This would be adding to what? To thickness, the ovi of what? The wider side. That's what's brought down the halacha. And it doesn't matter in chiluk between what, as the Gemara says, doesn't matter whether what in chiluk, there's absolutely no distinction between if nishtaneh or not nishtaneh the blast. Okay? Therefore, he says, because of that, because of the whole school of Kol Shu, we're back to saying that what? It can't be that Shalom B'makom Anachas Peh is over here. It's got to be over here, he says. And he's saying that that's kosher. Now keep going. Give me one second. So now we're going to explain what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. And then we're going to see what the Rosh concludes. So far so good? So far so good.
Not bad? You didn't seem to answer this question.
Yeah. 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 All we know now, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rush, excuse me, is what? Right? According to the Rush, what do we have so far? We have Hanachas HaPeh is the thickness on the short side. Shalom B'makom Hanachas HaPeh is right over here, it's kosher. And the question that we have is what? What's the difference between that and Mibachutz? That he hasn't answered yet. Everyone with me so far on that? Yeah, Miguel.
Why can't you say Shalom Anachas Peh is Kol Pi Sarim
Bina? Wait, what?
That? Shalom Anachas Peh, if you don't bring that, why don't you say it's everything but that first part of the
Well, again, the question for that is because we have other parts here. We have Mibachutz. That's exactly his question. Which means, if you say Shalom Anachas Peh, which is what he's saying right now, it's over here, so what do you do with Mibachutz? Okay? That's his question, which he hasn't answered yet. We'll see if we can figure out the answer. Not so sure, but we'll see. Let's see Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah has a chiddush. Rabbeinu Yonah's chiddush is what? Tremendous chiddush that he calls the kul gedola. And he says you can't be so mechan. But it's still very interesting. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? What? Kul gedola is a very big leniency. You cannot rely on it. You cannot rely on this kul. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. But Rabbeinu Yonah's al perish. That which it says, tikeim zahav, and if it changes the voice, it's puzzle. What is that talking about? How the comrades he pays up in Mishnah call puzzle? Hainu Michatzi Hashofar Ulamata. The Hainu Mishte at Spahot Ulamata. When do we say, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that I care about the changing of the voice? It's only top part of the shofar. Top part of the shofar. He goes, Shte at Spahot Ulamata. Okay? But, if what? And explains why. Two fingers and going down.
A shofar needs to be four fingers. So he's saying halfway up.
Mm-hmm. And therefore, does he say, "Lefisha kol nechnas berachav shofar"? Where us who mashmiya kol v'darkol ishtanot machmot atzipoy. He says because the main voice emanates from the wider part. And therefore, if you have gold there or other covering, that's what's going to, the gold plating, whatever it is, that's going to change it. But from halfway and back towards the shorter part of the shofar, towards your mouth, explains Rabbeinu Yonah, it doesn't change. And even if it does change a little bit, it's not important. It's not considered a change. The feeling she'in l'sham ikar hashma atakol. From there, it's not hashma atakol. Rabbeinu Yonah is dealing with one of the major questions, and he says, "You know what? Tipeu zav b'fiv is kosher. It's kosher once it's what? What is the mission referring to? It's referring to the upper part of the shofar. Now he does admit that what if you put it the makom hanachas piv, it's going to be possible. He doesn't explain why." We don't know that yet. We also don't know exactly where's that nachas piv, but it's somewhere around here. His major chiddush is that if I do tzipoy from middle and up, that's where it's going to be possible because there's going to be a hashmas kol. Explains the rush that is a tremendous, tremendous kula, leniency, that even if the kol is changed via some sort of tzipoy over here, it's no big deal. Therefore, he doesn't rely on it. Mitoch kushuzo. Shaya kashelo, dahainu, sipui zahav mi bachutz, di ikol lemeimar, di pshita, di in kolo mishnamen b'shil sipui koldu she'ose etzam piv, itzrach lashmi inon, to lo tema dahave kimo, no din shofar b'toch shofar. Explains the rush, the next step. Because of this question, what question? That we have tzipeu zahav mibachutz. He wants to say the bigger chiddush is don't think that by having some sort of what? Some sort of tzipoy, some sort of decoration on the top, it's a problem of shofar betoch shofar. Okay, so let's see what he explains now. Because now he explains. He says, let's see, we'll put it together according to the Rosh. He pays the Abi Bifnim is possible, the fish eats at Kol Shofar. He says, Bifnim, it's Kol Bizahab, not Kol Shofar, according to the Rosh. Mi Bachutz, he says, Im Nishtanen mi Kamot Shaya Pasul, Vim Lav Kasher. So, how the conclusion, according to the Rosh, how does it go? How does it go now? According to the Rosh, he says, Mi Bifnim, is possible because of kol, it's a kol of zahav. He says machutz, it depends on mishne kol or not. The Rosh does not explain, I think, differences. This comes the question: what is the difference between hanachas peh and bifnim? So what he okay, he says shelo b'makom hanachas peh. He concludes is over here. Hanachas peh, I'm assuming, is over here. And the pnim seems to be on the inside, even though he doesn't explicitly state it. He does not explicitly state it.
That what?
Everywhere is inside, no matter.
Same, but the question. The.
His question is still standing, he doesn't anything.
No, so again, here's the one other piece. According to the Rush, what's the difference? Where is the Hanacha Sapeh? The Hanacha Sapeh, right? How the Pre-Chadosh explains the Rush also, what's Hanacha Sapeh? It's this outside. Okay, it's the outside over here. And what's the problem then? Hanacha Sapeh, okay? According to the Rush, you know why it's possible? It's because of that Gemara, who Sifalov. Right, that, if you see what I just said, that's what the Pre-Chadosh says. On the next page in front of you. Pre-Chadash says, Hanachas HaPeh, who call Ovi HaChitzon. Hanachas HaPeh is this whole outer, what do you call this? Lip? The outer lip here, where you put your mouth. And the problem is, according to the Rosh, it's because you're being Mosif. And that's why it's possible. Okay? That would be one way to understand the Rosh. And therefore, this part is puzzle. This part now is Shaloba Makom Anachas Peh is kosher, because why not, basically. Then you have what, according to that, this is one way to understand the Rush. Just one more time. One way to understand it, we'll see, there's going to be another way. According to the Rush, then when it says Makom Anachas Peh being puzzle, it's because of, not because of Chatzitza, not because of Kol Zahav, but because of Hosifalav. Kol Shu, it's puzzle. That's what the Rush says. Shelo b'makom anachas peh is right over here, kosher. Then he says what? Then if it's mi bifnim, it's a problem of what? Problem of kol zahav. That's what he says explicitly. Si peh zahav mi bifnim is possible because of in kol zahav. Mi bachutz, the rest of it, mi bachutz is going to depend on whether it's what? Whether it changes the voice or not. Do I need to repeat that one more time for clarity? Or we're good? The Rush. Now what? Four steps according to the Rush, how we're explaining it right now. The four steps are, number one, is that if it's Hanachas Peh, that's the outer lip, the reason why it's Puzzle is because of a host of a love culture. Beim Amino, Beim Shelo Amino, Puzzle, it's like two shofarot. Second one, Shelo B'Makom Hanachas Peh is right over here, and that's kosher. Okay? That's the Tzipei Uza'av Shalom B'makom Anachas Peh, is the outer side on the shorter side. Then we have Bifnim, the problem, if you put gold on the inside, because why? Because it's the call of the Zahav, and not the call of the shofar. And Mibachut, it's all going to depend, the whole thing, it's going to depend if it's what? Changes the voice or not. Yeah? Rashi does not say it. Question of Rashi. Rashi says that what by Hanachas HaPeh is, it says Kol B'Zahav. Now the question is, if he's not saying the, like the Rush said, he's clearly, at least how the Pre-Chadosh understood the Rush, he's not saying that the problem is Hosifalav, right? But rather we're saying, if I need to do it again, I'd write down Peh. It's either a Hosifalav, it's one of three things. One, two, three, right? The Peh. It's either a Hosifalav, that's going to be the Rush. Who's going to say Chatzitza? The Ritva, the Ramban, is clearly going to say Chatzitza. And the Kol B'Zahav is clearly going to be who? Well, for sure the Ram says it. The question may be Rashi. Rashi clearly says Kol B'Zahav. The question is, does he mean Chatzitza or not? Some say he means chatzitza. Svasem says he means chatzitza. I would agree with you. Now that I know the suya a little bit more, it's even more kol b'zahav. Within this, we want to know the nafkaminas. What's the nafkamina? Whether it's hosifal. Why do the other people not say that the issue is hosifal, like the Rosh just said? You with me? Why not say that it's hosifal? Why? What's the difference of the issue of chatzitza or kol b'zahav? What's the nafkaminas? I want to answer that up by looking at the Ritva together with you. Let's look at the Ritva. Because the Ritva brings the nafkaminas as clear as day. The Ritva says, everyone has the Ritva? There are other ways to understand the Rosh also, just for argument's sake. Should I confuse you or not? Probably shouldn't confuse you, right? To say the other way to understand the Rosh. I think I'm already pushing the envelope. Okay. There's another cool way to understand the Rosh. That's how the Pricharish explained it, but not for now. Just to try to keep it simple. If you look at the Ritva, what did the Ritva explain? See, Pein Zahab Makom Anachas Pe Pasol. What's the reason? The Havi Chatzitza. He doesn't say Hosifolav. Rather, he says clearly the problem is because why? Because it's a Chatzitza. Dibi'inon Shelo Yechotzitz Klum Bein Hashofar Ba'atokeh. You can't have anything between the what? Over here and the blow. Therefore, if you have the Zahav, let's say for now exactly like the Rush. If you have the Zahav, right, exactly like the Rush, where's the Zahav? On the outer lip here of the thickness. And now you're blowing it. He says it's possible. Why is it possible? He calls it Chatzitz. Why is it Chatzitz? Look what he says. To be Inon Shalei Chotzitz Klum Bina Shofar Vahatokea. Okay? You can't have a chatzitza. The remez the davar. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this remez also from a pasuk in Hosea. The el chichech shofar. That your palate almost has to be right next to the shofar. Umikan, and this is the nafkamina, which is brought down the halacha. We ask the question. Let's say I'm an expert shofar blower and I'm a germy. Can I blow the shofar like this? You know, I'm very strong. I'm not a smoker. Right? So I'm able to blow, and somehow I have tremendous kokho. I've never seen anybody try it. Could somebody do it?
Put your hand on it.
Do what?
Put your hand on it. The
shoulders
at the end of your hand.
Like that?
The two.
She'im nafach bo bimbachut. That your mouth is not direct. Let's say your mouth is not directly on it. V'lo nosam pi b'shofar. Okay, you put a little air distance. Lo yatz. According to this ritual. Okay, that the issue is a chatzitza. You need to have mouth to mouth, if you will, right? Mouth to the mouth of the shofar. And if you don't, it's a problem of a chatzitza, not only of gold but even of air. Okay, so there are dinim of chatzitza. Asks the Ritva, v'chi tema, why do you have to come up with a chatzitza issue? Why not go like the Rosh? The Rosh had said the problem is hosif. Why not say like Hosef? Why do you have to what? Why do you have to tell me about this whole thing of chatzitza? Chitema typically the Hosef alav koshu possible mino shem lamino. Fiyeshlomar says the Ritva achidish. Tahacha ina Hosef alav berosho. Ela kishekovifim tzido akatzar klape chutz lasot lo makom anachapeh. Fishamu mitzopeh. Yeah, what does that mean? Why not say Hosif alav koshu that it's possible bein mino bein shelo bemino? Because that case of Mosif does not mean like we thought that you're putting a little gold plated thing on the mouthpiece either side, but rather what are you doing? Ela kishekofefin tzido hakatzar klapei chutz la'asot lo manachas manachas peh. Fishamu mitzupeh. How do you understand this? I think the Google picture was the correct interpretation, which is what? You add a mouthpiece. You're adding a mouthpiece on the shorter side. Let's read it inside, because I think that's what he's saying. He's saying the reason why Hosif Alav, you can't do that, like the Rush said, that Hosif Alav, that it is referring to both either this side or this side. He says that's not Hosif Alav. Hosif Alav is an actual addition to what? You're trying to make it easier for you to blow. You don't make people struggle when they're blowing. So you have a special shofar kosher mouthpiece. Right? It's the next technological advance. Kosher shofar. Right? So the problem, according to the Ritva, that doesn't work. You're not adding a small little gold-plated idea over here. But rather what? Rather you're adding a whole mouthpiece to it. And that's possible. Umeata Lamanu concludes the Ritva. A couple of very other important afkaminas. Shemasha Amru, Shaloba Makum Anachas Pek Kasher, Shahu Anishar Chutz Lepi Boto Makom Rachav, Shasul Anachat Pek. Ve'inu no didon lo bi bifnim lo bi bachutz. When it says shelo b'makom anachas peh, it has nothing to do with the inside. It has nothing to do with the outside. It's over here. Ve'inu nidon lo bi bifnim lo bi bachutz. So what is shelo b'makom anachas peh according to the Ritva? Hu anishar chutz lipiv ba'oto makom rachav she'asu la'anachas peh. So how do you understand shelo b'makom anachas peh? What do you say, Tom? Tough, no?
Yeah.
Is that? Did you understand the mouthpiece piece or no? Is that what he was saying in that piece?
I think it's the mouthpiece part.
So now what does he say? Umeata lamanu. Shema she'anu she'lo b'makom anachas peh. Kasher she'hu anishar chutz lepiv be'oto makom rachav she'asu l'anachas peh.
I think he might be saying the same as the Rana. That there's a place where you put your mouth. Place.
You think he's saying even within the thickness?
Yeah.
Sounded like to me he was going more like the rush.
Not
he says there's no distinction at all between me and chutz.
It's that place where it's low enough, but that is not considered inside or outside. That's why.
We got to figure out according to this riff for the it's not clear to me.
I agree.
You think it's what? You think it's this piece right over here? It's the
inner part of the riff.
Okay, could be. What Eitan and Beinish are trying to say is that the actual thickness is split up into two, and that what? That the shaloh anachas peh is the part when you blow on it that you're not. It's the outer part. But even though again he's saying shaloh b'fin lo b'machutz. Don't know. Not clear to me.
I don't think it's clear.
I don't think it's clear.
How do you translate the line?
That what? Well, I can translate the words. I'm just not sure exactly. Shalom b'makom anachas peh is kosher. Shehu anishar chutz lepiv, that which is outside of your mouth. Ba'oto makom rachav she'asu l'anachas peh. So that could, it could, so you could again, you could look at that over here, but then why would that not be called chutz? The other way would be, like you said, maybe. Oto makom anachas peh, so might be again this inner the lip. Could be. Definitely could be. Why would what? No, because how you blow the shofar over there, I asked about, okay, before I came, when you put it on the side, dafka, your lips, it goes on the inside. The blow where you want the breath, is dafka to go on the inside, not on the outside. Shofar is not in the mouth. Don't go like this. So that's what he's saying. He's saying you're putting it on the side, and then the air. I guess. Don't know. Let's just try to move on. We gotta continue figuring out. Ask somebody else also. Tzipa zahav mi bifnim pasul. Comes the Ritva and says, you know what the reason why bifnim is pasul? Again, the Ritva says they're both chatzitza. And here's his big chiddush also. If you're talking about a chatzitza, according to the Ritva, even a small little safui is a problem. A small little painting, small little covering. It's nifsal. It's a little sagya. And why? Okay, so according to Yerli Bifnim, is what? Chatzitza. And he says what? So if that's true, why does it not make a difference between only the Sefer Mishtane Kolo? Here in the ratio of Bifnim, it doesn't make that distinction at all. The time of the ratio also is because of Shinui Kol. It's because of a Chatzitza, and you're going to have a Shinui Kol. Explains the Ritva. This is also because of Chatzitza. The bifnim is a chatzitza, okay, and it's also because of the shinui kol. See, here we have the same chakira that we have by peh We're going to have also by the pif, by the bifnim. Is the bifnim the problem of chatzicha, or is the problem of the kol zahav? Okay? Nafkamina we had by the anachas peh, like we saw halacha ma'aseh. Do you need your peh dafka on the shofar? Or can you do it from a distance? If the problem is what? If the problem is chatzitza, then you need a dafka on the shofar. If the issue is that you're blowing with the zahav, there's no problem with having here, because I'm not blowing it with anything else but the shofar. Got it? That's number one. Number two, the Ritva already hints and said, his chiddush was, you should know, within the chatzitza world, his chiddush is, don't say, like another Rishon says, the Rimi Lomil says, different than the Ritva. I wrote down here, Kamat Safoy. The Ritva says, Afilu Kosho is called what? It's going to be a chatzitza. Comes the Rimi Lomil, it's brought down in the footnotes that I brought for you also. He says, absolutely not. He says, if it's a little bit, there is absolutely not going to be any type of chatzitza changing the voice at all. That's where, if you want to look at it, it's in footnote 334. Titzipeuzav pasul lefi she'ina shomea shomea lakoach pnimishu shel zahav. Verse is what? Ma she'inkim betzipeu zahav makom echad katan shari. The Ritva had said what? Even a kol shu is what? Is a chatzitza. Comes the Rimi Lomil and says you should know if it's what? Small little bit. That's not called being shofar v'kol zahav. Right? That's no problem. If it's a small little thing, it's kosher. The only problem of it being called a tikea b'zahav, if it's either most or all of it, is gold plate. Most or all. That's not for me to number two. Again, number one. Question is, if it's chatzitza, I need to actually put my mouth and that's what's brought down the halakha. Number two, how much gold plate is a problem? According to the Ritva, since the din is chatzitza, any little bit affects. According to the Rimi Lomil, if you have a little bit, you can't call that you're blowing a gold. It doesn't totally wipe out the kli of a shofar. It's still called a shofar, therefore it would be okay. Third and final nafkamina is brought down to you by the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, before I tell you the third nafkamina Sfas Emes, because of the issue of Mishtane Kolo, comes the Ramban and the Ritva to say what? The Halacha Maisa? Make sure, do not what? Do not paint your shofarot. Don't have an artist in your shofarot. Why? Because unless you know for sure, unless you know for sure that it's not going to be what? That the kol's not going to be changed, you can't do it. And you need to have an expert. And if it's a suffix, comes the Ritva, don't think that it's okay. It sounds like e mishvaneh kolo is possible. It sounds like only if it's vada. But if it's suffix, it's okay. The Ritva came, I don't know if you got to it. The Ritva says, absolutely not. Suffix the rice of chum. And therefore what? It's only if you know vada, you have an expert in shofar blowing and art and being an artist, only then it's allowed. But if it's a suffix, then it's possible. The one distinction that's brought down the halacha also, which, again, somebody, this is brought down the halacha, Sif Yud Zayin, Hamitsu Yarin, is quoting from what we just learned, quoting from this Ritva and the Ramban, was two generations before, quoting this Ramban, Hamitsu Yarin, the shofar, Tsuro Viminit Sivonim, Kidei Lina Oto, Lo Yafei Motim. He doesn't say the word pasur, because unless you know for an expert. Lo yafei mosim. Why lo yafei mosim, like we said? Because sometimes it changes the kol. However, the Ramah brings down from the Beit Yosef, as we had said, mutar lachkok b'shofar atmo tzirot, but you can't hew it to make it look better. For some reason, if you're making an indent, that for some reason will not change it, which I'm not sure why. Or even, it says, even if it does change it, it's okay. Even if you change the call because of that indentation, it's no big deal. Engraving's okay. Let me just do one more nafkamina, and I'll take your question. The last nafkamina, because I'm running late now. The last nafkamina is, There's a Gemara, the Svasemis asked this question. Everyone look at the Svasemis. They said, how can you put gold? How can you put gold? We had said it's a chatzitza. Ask the Svasemis, what are you talking about? Everyone look at the Svasemis. Svasemis asked the bomb question. The bomb question is what? There's a Gemara in Sukkah that says in the third line of the Svasemis, Kol l'na'oto eino chotzeitz. Now Lacha brings down that what? If the purpose of what I'm doing is to make it noy, hidur, then there's no halachot of chatzitza. So first of all, before we answer that question, obviously, that's only a question, that's the third afkamina. If you believe the issues, what we're talking about here is chatzitza. But if you went like the Ran, if you went like a simple pshat and rashi, not like the Svasemis, then that question obviously doesn't even start. So to answer up that question, Svasemis gives a great answer. Svasemis says, "V'chein lefi aniras da'iti," around 7 lines in, or 8 lines in the middle. When do we say that if you're doing it for noy, it's not a chatzitza? Haynu dafka hecha shegufa mitzvah naaseit na'el yideisem. It's when the actual chetz of the mitzvah is becoming beautiful, like the lulav through the tying of it being together of all the arba minim. It becomes more mehudar, and it's part of the lulav, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. But if you're doing an external what hidur, avalasot noy bivachutz like tipoy zahav, then it would be considered a chatzitza. Very interesting. That what? That when do we say hidur mitzvah is actually what? It's not a chatzitza. It's when and what? It comes back to the question is whether hidur mitzvah is actually part and parcel of the mitzvah or something external. What he's saying is if the hidur is part of the chefza, like in the case of lulav tzarech egud, he wants to say that's part of that hidur mitzvah. It's part of the chefza of the mitzvah. That's something that just okay, add a shlish, go add a third, and therefore you make it more beautiful. It becomes part of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. Then it's not chatzitza. But if it's something that's external, then it's going to be a problem. There's a big question over here. You guys can get to it. The question is why the Rambam didn't bring this down. The Rambam didn't bring down this concept of tzipeyu zahav. He didn't bring it down at all. Why did he not bring it down at all? Some will say because he felt it was only a minhag. Maybe I thought yesterday, I'm not sure if it's the wrong answer, but I thought that maybe he doesn't bring it down based on the svasemis. What did we learn within the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? He's saying, when is it a chatzitza? It's only considered a chatzitza when it's what? When it's something that's external. But if it's something that's part and parcel, it's not a chatzitza. What does the Rambam say the mitzvah of shofar is? Shmiah. The Rambam says the mitzvah is shmiah. And therefore what? The actual shofar is just a hechsher. It's not actually the chefza of the mitzvah. The chefza of the mitzvah is the kol. Therefore, the Rambam says, I can't put this on because it would actually be considered a chatzitza. It would be a chatzitza. Kolin na'oso eino chotzeitz. When do we say it's not a chatzitza? That's when it's part of the actual goof of the mitzvah. But here, the shofar, according to the Rambam, is what? It's not the actual part of the chefza of the mitzvah. The chefza of the mitzvah is the kol. That's why the Rambam had said that shofar guzzle is okay, not considered a mitzvah of a vera, because the chefza of the mitzvah is only the kol, not the chefza. Okay? Give me 2 minutes, literally 2 minutes before there's going to be a prusbol shir starting right now. Just quickly, 1 minute of parsha.